And Kathy Dawes now, along with Debbie Nuss and Dave Baker, and they're both members of the Manhattan Juneteenth Planning Council. Dave, of course, also director of the Douglas Center. Welcome both of you today. I don't know where the time's going, but we're almost to Juneteenth. And Debbie, I don't know if you want to lead off and kind of remind us what Juneteenth is all about, and Dave will kind of fill in too.
Sure. Well, for the Manhattan community, this is the 28th year that Juneteenth has been celebrated in Manhattan. So that's a long time for this event in this community. And Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration that commemorates the end of slavery in the United States, and it dates back to 1865. When on June 19th, the Union soldiers landed in Galveston, Texas, with the news that the war had ended, which, you know, the war had ended in 1863. So this was a two-year lag time from the time the war ended to when this was announced. And so in Texas then, in 1865, Juneteenth was celebrated on June 19th, and then it has become just a celebration commemorating the end of slavery then that's happened across the nation since then. And like I said, this is the 28th year that Juneteenth has been celebrated in Manhattan, Kansas.
And Dave, so many things are planned. What a wonderful full day you have planned for Saturday. And kind of remind us the where's and maybe more the when's of when everything's going on, if you could.
Well, I think one of the most important things is for people to come out and celebrate and have a good time in remembrance of this holiday that we celebrate, and we've been able to do that here in Manhattan for the last 28 years. Like I said, this activity started down at Douglas Center on the park there, and was moved to the city park about 6 years ago, and it's just continued to grow. So we've got a lot of things that are going to be happening Saturday. We've got a barbecue grilling contest. We've got a bike rodeo for kids, and one of the big things we'll be doing is having a car wash contest. And the community has really gotten involved in helping us celebrate this celebration. And K-State Athletic Department, Fire Department, and Police Department will all be participating in our car wash contest. And Saturday evening, a lot of people here in town know Betty O. She's going to be our headliner. So we're just looking for a wonderful day this Saturday coming up.
And Debbie, I don't know if you want to run down. I know there's some time frames involved. Looks like lots of vendors and community organizations also involved.
Yeah, we're real excited this year. Even as of today, people are contacting us about wanting to be vendors. And right now, last count, I think we have about 30 vendors that are signed up. And there are a variety of vendors. We have local community organizations. We have vendors that are selling services, vendors that are selling products. And then as far as the day's event, we start at 11 o'clock on Saturday with a community unity walk around City Park. The mayor will come and kick off the walk by reading the proclamation that she read at the commission meeting on June 7th. And then after that, people will be able to visit with the vendors from 10 to 4 p.m. As Dave said, there's the grilling contest that will be going on. We have a bike race and rodeo for the kids. We'll have entertainment late in the afternoon on the stage at the band shelter. Some dancers, some music. There's just something for everybody on Saturday.
You'll need a set of headphones, each of you. Dave, if you want to grab those over there. And we do have a phone call. Welcome in Focus. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment for Debbie and Dave. Go ahead, please, or are they ready to go yet? I think they're pretty close. Welcome in Focus. Go ahead.
Okay. Both of your guests do a great job for the community. But I specifically want to talk about David Baker. A lot of people don't know, and maybe some do, that he is a local product. He's Manhattan High grad, K-State grad, K-State baseball coach, Muskogee, Oklahoma. Ran the park system down there, back here now running the Douglas Center and doing a fabulous job. He has turned that place around 110%. He's probably the best thing that ever happened down there. And he pointed out to some friends of ours that the original school across the street from the Douglas Center was the original USO for the, at that time, the Negro people. And the community building was for the white people. So this town was segregated one time, but we're glued back together now. And it's been because of people like David Baker and Debbie Nuss. The things have smoothed out, and we have a great, great community. And I want everybody to know that David and Debbie do a wonderful job. I'll hang up and listen.
You have a fan, David. You anything to say or add? Or kind of hard to follow that, huh?
Well, this is where we, where I grew up, and it is home, and it has changed from the time I grew up to today, and Manhattan is a good place to be.
Debbie, any more to add on that note? And I know, as you said, all the different vendors that come in and anything else we're kind of wanting to highlight. I think you were starting to go through sort of the lineup on an hour-by-hour basis, if we want to add some more things there, too.
I was, but I also want to mention, I mean, Dave talks about talked about the support that we get from the community, and this event would not be possible without the strong support we received from the community. And I just want to mention a few of the sponsors. The Carolyn Pine Charitable Foundation funds this event, Community First Bank, SPS Companies, which people steal and pipe, basically, but they go by SPS Companies now, Charleston & Wilson, Commerce Bank, the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, Sunflower Bank, Briggs Auto Group. And then we also get good support, in-kind support from Home Depot, Hy-Vee, Able Printing, and then I just want to echo what the caller said. This event would not be possible without the support from the City of Manhattan's Parks and Rec Department, and in particular the Douglas Center and their staff. And then the City of Manhattan provides great support for this event. So it's really a community event with a lot of community support, and it's just a fun project to be involved with, too.
And it does look like a lot of fun, Dave. I don't know, though. I imagine quite a bit of work involved, quite frankly, the two.
Well, anything that's worthwhile is going to be work. And I think the most important thing to remember is the results of your hard work. And when we see all the people out Saturday having a good time and enjoying, you know, the fruits of our work, that's what community is all about. And so we're excited to do what we do.
Anything we're forgetting to mention when it comes to some of the different, you know, there'll be music, there'll be lots of food, a variety of food.
There is the other thing that I wanted to mention, though, too, is this year's event is also being dedicated in memory of Dr. James Boyer, who just died earlier, several weeks ago. Dr. Boyer was one of the first African-American faculty members at Kansas State University, came here in the 70s. He was actually on my master's committee. A fine man and an individual that worked really hard to address issues regarding multiculturalism and diversity and inclusiveness. And so this year's event's being dedicated in his memory.
What a wonderful namesake. Right. Any comments on that, Dave?
Well, I would like to add a little bit about the grilling contest. This is the second year that we've done that, and if you want some good barbecue on Saturday, you can come out and buy a taster kit for $5. And this is the money that helps us get ready for the next year. And so we've got several grillers. We're still looking for some grillers. So if anybody wants to come out and enter that contest, they're certainly welcome. And but it's just a fun Saturday.
It really does sound like it. And, of course, you've mentioned the different music and the different things that go on that way. And anything else we're forgetting to mention today, Debbie?
I think it's just important to mention that, you know, come for all day, come for part of the day. There's always going to be something going on during the day. One of the things that we are going to have, too, is one of the fraternities is going to set up a dunk tank. And our plan is to have a few celebrities sitting up there, maybe some elected officials. So if people want to take their frustrations out on an elected official or two, you might want to stop by. And I think we're three balls for a dollar is what we're doing. Yeah. So anyway, another little fun way to raise
know
some funds.
Know any names yet? Or
I think you should just show
just
up.
Show up, just find show up out. And find you, out. You just gotta tease them a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Anyway, we've made out the request. Nobody's committed yet, but some of them will. But that'll be a fun event, and it's supposed to be hot weather again too. So
yes,
that'll be fun. Inflatables for the kids to play in, and then in the evening, actually, during Betty O's performance, there are going to be three food trucks. Vista will be there, Mr. K's, and Smokey's Holy Smoking Barbecue. So come out even then for some food and good entertainment then on Saturday evening.
Something for the whole family. And as you mentioned, I think from the get-go, Dave, it's really grown through the years.
Yes, it has, and it's really a family oriented event and a community event, so everybody's welcome.
Well, thanks to both of you. Nothing to add, Dave or Debbie, either one?
I think we covered it pretty well.
Anything else, Dave?
thank you so much.
Okay, we've had with us today Debbie Nuss and David Baker, and of course, Dave is the director of the Douglas Center, and both of them are members of the Manhattan Juneteenth Planning Council. We'll take a break. Via Christie Hospital going to be very well represented of Manhattan with President Bob Koppel, and then also Steve Land, the Wamego Health Center Administrator, and of course, a big groundbreaking coming up in that regard. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.